Ah, the sheriffs are back in town. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, I like your color combo today.
Oh, you're rocking with your boy?
I like it.
A little green, a little
mint
on.
Green?
Well, you know what week it is. Tomorrow's a big day around here.
What?
Hold on, Brother Spike.
Okay, sorry.
Great to be back.
Yes.
10 days away is way too long. I got to tell you, after about 4 days, I was ready to come back to work. But since you guys weren't ready to come back, I couldn't come back.
Yes, sorry.
Jackie baseball team is just as bad as it was when we left it. Still losing series, but Bryce Harper is back. Holla at you, boy.
Who cares what the record is? Did you see what MV3 did this weekend? Oh. Come on, man. We're back.
Wait, what is this week? You said this week
is training camp.
Oh, and that's why you're in the gear. Okay, got it.
And a cold shiver with that
spine. Oh, you got to be reminded that it's training camp this week.
Yeah, it's a football
really
town.
What have you been doing
we
when you've been
training? We get it.
Bro. I mean, you're not coaching or like, what does your outfit on Monday have to do with training camp week?
I'm getting ready.
Yeah, you look like you're going to go play golf and talk about training camp is what you look like. Well, it's a big show today, as it always is, and we did miss a lot over the week. So throughout the show today, because we were not on the air last week, we are going to do some stuff because we missed it, and we know that you specifically want to know what we thought of all those things. So, you know, Jalen being number 9 on the quarterback list.
God.
Makes a lot of sense.
I was happy I missed that.
WIP quarter century week, we'll talk about that. Talk about the rings that came out, you know,
Ooh-wee.
The team got their rings, all that kind of stuff. But we do start with the Phils, who lose 2 out of 3. They come back from the All-Star break, lose 2 out of 3 to the Angels. What was that?
Nah, sorry.
Yeah, you screwed that
Well,
up.
No, it just for some reason they turned the one button off when I was about to play a drop, and I got to turn the button back on.
Sad trombone?
Sad trombone. Okay. Yeah.
So, Phils lose 2 out of 3 to the Angels, and I am legitimately conflicted. I was thinking about this after the game yesterday, because I was pretty sure they were going to win that game yesterday. And when they didn't win that game yesterday, I had a lot of negative feelings. I was mad at the Phillies. And I was trying to, like, I was painting in my mind whether, because I can do both of these things, whether I am glass half full on the Phillies for the rest of the year or glass half empty. And when I think of glass half full version of myself, Ike, I think, well, they are in first place.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryce Harper does look like he's turned a corner and he's back.
Mm-hmm.
They do still have the best starting staff in the National League, I believe. Aaron Nola will come back. Jose Alvarado won't pitch during the playoffs, but he'll be there to fortify the bullpen for the rest of the year. And it looks like all signs are that they're going to be aggressive at the deadline. That is my glass half full.
Yep.
And the glass half empty, I think, well, Ranger Suarez is falling apart again. The team is 15th in Major League Baseball in scoring runs. They have one-ish reliable bullpen piece. They're so desperate, they're spending $12 million on a 40-year-old who isn't even pitching this year. And Dave Dombrowski has never been aggressive at the deadline.
Yeah.
So are you, for the rest of this season, given what you've seen so far, glass half full on the rest of the season or glass half empty?
Well, first of all, I reserve the right to change where I stand today.
Yes, of
course. Based on more information that I get.
Yes.
But where I'm sitting at right now, I am a glass half empty guy.
Mm.
And I'm naturally a glass half full guy. Everybody
you
will
are.
Tell you that's just naturally who I am. A glass half full guy. But I'm not liking what I'm seeing. And more importantly, I'm not liking what I feel from the team. You know, bringing in Dave Robinson, awesome. I don't know. Does that say we're not doing anything at the trade deadline?
Well, that's when I started worrying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you get a move like that and you wonder, okay, what are we actually going to do at the trade deadline to improve this team to give them a better chance at reaching their full potential? But you know what? There's a funny thing about the perception of what full potential is for a particular team. And that's relative to who's looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what their perception is of
sure.
it. So I don't know if the Phillies, Dave Dombrowski, John Middleton, who I believe is an eternal optimist, but I don't know if they really feel like this is a great opportunity. We can't let this pass. We have to do something so that we maximize this baseball team and add something significant. It doesn't feel like that's what they're doing. It feels like they're preparing to go with what they have and let the chips fall where they may. That's what I don't like. That's the feeling that I don't like. I want to be optimistic about this team. I do believe the potential is there with a starting rotation like they have right now. It's great to see Bryce Harper, at least for the last week or so. It looks like he's coming out of whatever he was in. And the idea that he lost his power certainly isn't there, as he certainly hasn't been hitting the ball out of the ballpark over the last four or five games that he's played. But I don't get a good feeling about a lot of the ancillary parts around the team. Yeah, I'm good with the stars. I'm good with Zach Wheeler. I'm good with Schwarber, right? I'm good with those guys. Even Sanchez, who's not necessarily a star, but I feel more confident in where he's at. I know what I'm going to get. Ranger does this just about every year when we have to start talking about whether or not do we need to shorten his innings. Do you move him to the bullpen? Looks like he's on pace for that. Lizardo, he hasn't looked like the guy we thought he was going to be since May sometime. Right,
he's had a couple of starts, but yes, he's been inconsistent.
Stott still can't hit.
Yep.
Bohm is out now. Yep. So we're going to see how much we miss him not being in the lineup. Mm. Right? You're going to see how much that impacts. And we got arguably the worst outfield of any contender. Of any contender, we got the worst outfield.
And still in first place.
We are still in first place. But here's what I'll say to that, though, okay. Spike. That is, in my opinion, a way to... And I'm not saying it's bad, but it's less of the confidence that I have in this team and what they can do, and it speaks more to that there isn't necessarily a dominant team out there. That could be a good or bad thing. It's a good thing because it'll keep us in the race. But when we get to the postseason and we're lacking these things, it's going to rear its ugly head then, and I don't feel good about that. So I'm not in a good place right now with the Phillies just because – we're losing series to teams that, and we're talking about being a title contender. You can't lose. First of all, you can't lose a series going into the All-Star break against the Padres the way that we did. The Giants, we didn't even show up barely in that series. And then this one coming out of the All-Star break?
Yeah, against an under 500 Angels team.
And Come on, man.
215-592-9494. Are you glass half full or glass half empty for the Phillies the rest of the season? By the way, and Jack, before I get your opinion on this, the Robertson thing is like a perfect one move thing that you could go both sides on. Mm-hmm. You know, you could say, hey, look, what is the harm? Guy had a 3 ERA last year. You're just adding him to the bullpen. You didn't have to trade prospects for him, any of that. You're just, but then you say.
It didn't cost you anything but money.
Didn't cost you anything but money.
And a good amount with the luxury tax.
Yeah, ends up being like $12 million bucks.
That's 16.
No,
with the luxury tax, I'm pretty sure.
I think it's 12 and a half.
It's yeah, whatever.
He made a prorate.
Is he on the Phillies?
It's 12 and a half. Yeah.
They don't start this.
Well, no. It's a prorated $16 million salary, which ends up being $6 million, but after the luxury tax is about 12 and a half.
There you go.
You okay with that?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But to your point, the glass half empty part is you start thinking, uh-oh, do they know they're not going to be able to trade for a bullpen piece because it's too competitive out there, and they're going to tell us that their addition is they're looking at David Robertson as the trade deadline acquisition. They just added him, and they're going to get Alvarado back, and they're going to get Nola back, and all those things, and that's what they're going to tell us the trade deadline thing is. So that is the perfect, like, if I'm glass half full, I'm saying, look, we just added a good reliever, and we only have one. So glass half empty is... that might be the only reliever we add. Jack, are you I don't know. How are you? Are you glass half full or glass half empty on the rest?
Glass half full. Okay. 100%. Not even a doubt. Not even a shadow of doubt. I'd be floored if David Robertson is their move. Like, I know, I hear what you're saying. I would just be very, very surprised. I think that everything that's been out there, they want to go add a back end of the bullpen type of guy. So if David Robertson's the move, I think we should melt down. And I think we should, you know, white picket fence. Not white picket fence, but, you know, picket fence.
Just picket. Yeah. It's not a picket fence.
Whatever.
No, it's not a picket fence.
Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever. You walk with me. Walk with me. Yes.
White picket fence.
Well, white picket fence.
You don't need the fence.
I know.
Yeah.
We're all coming back from break. All right.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway. No, but I actually feel fine. Like, because I think it's so... At least it's so obvious what they need.
Yeah.
Like I keep looking at them. Lineup's excruciating. After you get through the top three, it's like it's just a hope and a prayer when they're if they can score.
That's all it is. Yes.
We're kind of intrigued by Otto Kemp, but you know we can't be relying on Otto Kemp for much. So I look at the lineup. I see those three, and I'm like, this is awful, right? I see the bullpen. I think they're going to make a big addition in the bullpen, and the starting pitching is really good.
They're not going to do anything.
Yes, they are. It's the first time they're actually putting out signals that they're going to try.
Spike knows it. They're not doing anything.
We get it. The Eagles got their ring. But, like, but like we understand.
Now I have to Eagles, deal with this. I got to deal with this now.
they're going to go make it. I look at them, and I still think there's a lot of good pieces here. With the starting rotation, with at least the top three doing their thing, you need to add a bat there.
So you think they're going to add a serious bat and a serious arm?
I
think
they're not doing anything.
That seems crazy, Jack.
They're going to get a bat, and they're going to get a big-time bullpen piece if I had to bet right now.
A real bat.
I think they're going to get a real bat, an ish bat.
Well, but here's
Austin Hayes kind of.
See, here's so I hear Ike talking, and I want to be positive. Right. I hear you talking, and I think that you're crazy. You say you watch the lineup, and outside of the top three, it's a disaster. Yeah. And then you're like, well, they're going to add a platoon bat.
They're going to add a bat.
But how is that going to fix anything? And here's my
other
worry.
A little deeper.
My other worry is that every contender in baseball needs bullpen help. Every single contender. And when that happens, it means the market's going to get pricier and they're going to have to really make a decision. Are we going to trade one of our three best prospects for a bullpen arm for a year where we're not scoring runs?
They're not doing that.
Like it really just comes down to Dombrowski is if you really believe he can pull off something serious at the deadline. Because then the last glass half full thing is... Mm-hmm. I just don't. The Brewers are playing great right now. Dodgers have a great lineup. All those things. I just look around the National League and I see a bunch of flawed teams all over the National League, and
that's
I just think
the best
of us
case.
As one of them.
That's the best case to me.
Yep.
To believe and remain to have hope.
Yeah.
Is that there isn't even the Dodgers don't look like a maybe they're just bored with the regular season.
It's possible.
But they don't look like a dominant baseball team right now.
No, they're struggling right now. And you look at this. The Phils have been under 500 since June 1st, and they're still in first place.
They're still in first place, yes.
So the Met, like, what is... And then you just get to the playoffs, and you have this great starting rotation. You think, you hope, because if Ranger falls apart and Lizardo isn't there, all of a sudden the starting rotation...
Don't worry. Knowles is right there.
Okay. All right.
Knowles is right there. That's going to be that's a big deadline acquisition.
What? No, there it is. The worm over there in the booth. The worm in the booth.
They're great.
The worm in the booth. They're fine. They're fine. Okay. We do have a next question today because we do have a prize today. We have four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice Sunday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. Only one public practice this year.
It's
this
on
is
Sunday?
The only one. It is Sunday, 6:30 p.m. So next question day, we will call with your sports point. Next question, today is National Junk Food Day. So give us your favorite junk food. It can be a specific brand, I guess. I think it could be a kind of food. Jack, your favorite junk food?
So it's been a while since I've done a full sleeve of these, but a nice double stuff Oreo.
Oh, you go double stuff?
Oh, come on, man. More cream, the better. But like you
slow down.
You go double stuff Oreo.
It's the first day back.
Yep, yeah. you dunk that thing until the bubbles go away. And then you just munch.
Yeah.
It's great.
The second munch you use too.
You're munching on the cream, buddy.
Yes. Double stuff Oreos.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Many
welcome back.
Semi, buzz nights at Bloom. Just pounding
wow,
double
you
stuff
guys
Oreos.
Are going crazy.
Oh man.
Sleeves.
Yeah. Full sleeves.
Yeah.
Ike, a favorite junk food from you?
Oh man. So many to choose from. You know what? I'm gonna go with a gummy bear.
Oh, gummy.
I'm a gummy bear, gummy worm type of guy.
Yes, as far as candy goes, you're a fruity candy guy, not a chocolate candy guy.
Yes,
right? You're a fruity guy.
Yes, yep. Now you're in. Yes, I'm a fruity guy. Yeah.
Okay, dude, you guys know what my favorite is. It's any kind of fry. It's any kind of French fry. I will if
is that a junk food?
Oh, French fries? Are you kidding me?
I don't even think of you know what? When you say junk food,
you're thinking of snack food.
Yes, I'm thinking of candies and things of that nature. Okay, you're talking.
Is a ship a boat?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, French fry is junk
food. That's a junk food, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You lived off them at the Super Bowl.
I lived off them in New Orleans. I also, all every meal I had when we were on vacation in Delaware had French fries.
Nice.
Every single meal. Oh, man, I ate so many fries. Every restaurant we went to, I had the fries. Does it come with fries? If it didn't come with fries, one place I got pasta. I was like, I would like a side of fries with the pasta.
Wow.
So that is next question day. So next question is your favorite junk food on National Junk Food Day. And Phil's rest of the season. Glass half full or glass half empty? There's some evidence on both sides. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
How are you, Chris? The first person we speak to coming off vacation?
Hey, listen, I'm glad to hear you guys back. And more importantly, Spike, I'm glad the rules are back in place.
Yes, so, sir.
Sticking with that theme, let's get right into this. I'm glass half full.
Okay.
Listen, these guys... they've had all their struggles, and they're still top of the NL East. I think that's going to continue. We got Nola coming back. Bryce seemed to be catching his stride. So I see all the things going on. As far as the moves, I think this is our first stepping off point. This is not going to be the last move because, let's face it, if this team collapses down the stretch, I mean, Dave Dombrowski is going to be looking for a new job.
I don't think so. There's no chance.
You don't think he gets canned if they fall apart?
You think Dave Dombrowski is general managing as if his job is on the line right now?
I do.
There's not one move he's made this year that says that.
No, I think, you know what I think? I think that Dave Dombrowski is in the place with the Philadelphia Phillies in the same place that Joe Banner at one point was with the Eagles and Andy, in that they had full trust of the owner.
Yeah.
And then I think that John Middleton will be critical of what Dombrowski does or doesn't do. But I think John Middleton goes to Dombrowski and says, what do you think we should do? Now, he can say, you can spend this, you can spend that, I want you to go for it, all that sort of stuff. I think the chances of Dave Dombrowski being fired from the Phillies are zero.
Zero.
Yeah, I don't know. But like the one thing is for sure, I will tell you this, they're not going to get a big headliner type player. Because when Middleton came out and said they expect to see Abel and Painter in the bullpen in the postseason, I believe it was Middleton and not Dombrowski, but either one of them said it. That to me was like a little bit of a tell. Like they already have the plan where they're like, hey, these guys are going there. Like, why would you be talking about what your plan is for those particular players and name them if they are potential trading pieces? It could be a little posturing, but I don't think so. So I think they're going to go mid-row guys. And while we're addressing some nonsense, can we please address the third member of your show? This guy tweets out that he wants Luis Roberts Jr. The guy's batting 200 is 10 home runs. I don't need another Kepler that bats from the right hand side of the plate. Please don't go get me that.
Well, that's do you know what that's Jack. And before Jack, before you get a chance to answer,
let me add.
Well, Chris, what Jack's doing is he is setting up for the Phillies to go trade for a guy hitting 200, and for Jack to say it's a win. He is setting the bar low. There's guys that you could trade for that have 25 homers, 30 homers. As Steve Kwan we're talking about. We're gonna go get a guy that has hit 200 for two consecutive years and had one good year in 5 years. And Jack's gonna tell you how much it's
300 in the last 10 days.
There you go.
Listen, Spike, I can see it through the tweet. There was some dirt left on the keyboard from the worm because he's lowering the bar.
Yeah, he's lowering the bar.
Yep, that's him.
It's disgraceful.
We all know what's going on. But guys, I don't need a guy like that. I mean, go get me, go get me a journeyman guy. Get me a guy that's 30 plus years old. You know, the Astros, go get me Ward. Get me somebody like that that isn't going to cost you a whole lot, because I just don't see them. They're not going to move those major pieces. They've already said, hey, listen, we want to be set up for the next 5 years too. We want to still continue to enjoy baseball. So I don't think they're going to go all in big splash here. And,
all right, Chris.
I don't know. Jack, I'll give you a chance.
Next question today. What is your favorite junk food?
My favorite junk food is people from Pennsylvania in particular, Central PA, Northeast PA will notice. It's from Middleburg, Pennsylvania. It's a brand of chip called Middlesworth potato chips. I don't care if you eat barbecue, sour cream, or the regular. They are unbelievable. Hmm. Middlesworth potato chips.
Is that like a kettle chip? Or is it like a regular chip?
Okay. So to my understanding, they cook it in shortening, so probably not the best thing to eat, but my God, they are by far the most amazing chip.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah, PA is a good chip state.
Jack, have you tried those chips? Feels like something you would have tried.
Yeah, I think they're popular in Bloomsburg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of the chip again?
Middlesworth. I believe.
All right. 215-592-9494. Phils lose 2 out of 3 to the Angels. We are 1 week away, about 1 week away, from the trade deadline. Are you glass half full or glass half empty on the Phils for the rest of the year? And for a 4-pack of tickets to go to the Eagles public practice Sunday, August 10th.
There you go.
Your favorite junk food. Coming up next.
That's something to get excited about.
One of the things we missed was Jalen's rankings.
Thank God we missed that.
We're not going to miss it. We're going to do it today.
Made a lot of sense.
And it's my brother's birthday. And I've been doing something for about 15 years on my brother's birthday. You might remember it.
This might make you the worst sibling in sibling history.
He has
especially with what is currently happening with your brother.
Yes. He did get hit by a car and has begged me not to do this. And I'm doing it anyway. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.